HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3 KANQ Chanute, 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and KPR, as well as a look at your forecast, including the outlook for the weekend. It's 6 o'clock.
Good morning. Democratic inflation and unemployment before the next Fed meeting in January. And that's something we have been really starved for in the last couple of months. You know, because of the government shutdown, we never got those numbers for October. And the November numbers have been delayed until next week. So the next time Powell and his colleagues gather, we may have a clearer picture of which way the economy is headed.
And Pierre Scott Horsley. The news sent markets higher yesterday, but this morning U.S. futures contracts are trading lower. Dow futures down about 0.1%. You're listening to NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The affiliate of a national Jewish organization says it is deeply concerned about the possibility of the Kansas City Royals building a new ballpark in Overland Park. In a letter to Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, the Jewish Community Center of Overland Park says construction of a ballpark near its campus would significantly compromise daily operations and access to essential programs for members. KSNT reports the center has operated at its current location in Overland Park for nearly 40 years and has invested tens of millions of dollars toward improving and expanding its facilities over the past two decades. Earlier this week, T-Mobile announced it would leave Overland Park if the new ballpark is built nearby. A Kansas lawmaker is questioning the way three state universities used $12 million of special funding. State officials say the money is meant to help Fort Hays State, Emporia State, and Pittsburgh State keep up with the larger universities like the University of Kansas. Republican Representative Troy Waymaster says the universities incorrectly used it to pay for salaries and wages.
And if we're going to continue funding this and build it into their base budget, as all three regional universities have asked for, then we need to have language clarifying what those dollars are supposed to be used for.
Waymaster says the fund was created to help the smaller universities pay for things like economic development. University leaders were not present at the meeting to respond, but the initial request for the funding did not exclude spending it on salaries. The stated goals included improving student graduation rates, recruiting people to the area, and strengthening in-demand programs like healthcare degrees. The Trump administration has proposed a new rule through the Environmental Protection Agency that would deregulate certain Kansas waters. As Kaylin Moore reports, ranchers see this as a win.
The proposal would redefine certain terms in the Clean Water Act and remove wetlands and temporary waters from protection. The move is seen as a step backward for environmentalists who say this leaves Kansas wetlands and some waters vulnerable to pollution. But Aaron Papelka, leader of government affairs for the Kansas Livestock Association, says all this proposal does in practice is determine whether you seek approval from federal or state authorities.
If you look at the Clean Water Act, it purposely left things to the states.
With this new proposal, ranchers would deal with less bureaucracy to manage lagoons and stock water. Papelka says they would still comply with regulations at the state level. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
In college basketball, K-State women lost to San Diego State last night, 64-53. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, high temperatures this afternoon near 54 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, it's partly cloudy, 32 degrees. Topeka, mostly cloudy, 32 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. It's 7 minutes after 6.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations.
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Welcome. Coming up on Morning Edition, in about 10 minutes, we'll get the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. In the next half hour, STEM education has grown in influence and importance, but what are the best ways to teach science, technology, engineering, and math?
So if you think about, a fourth grade classroom that's graphing local temperature data, that helps science become real to them.
A University of Kansas researcher on improving STEM education. That's coming up on Morning Edition at 6:45.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny skies. Highs this afternoon near 54 degrees, about 10 degrees above average for this date. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 31. Tomorrow, it's mostly sunny with a high near 39. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday, mostly cloudy, high near 31. Sunday, sunny with a high near 24. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy, 32 degrees. Topeka, mostly cloudy, 32 degrees.
I'm Tim Franks, host of BBC NewsHour. Coming up today, our interview with the fugitive Venezuelan Peace Prize winner. The US's seizure of the Venezuelan oil tanker, France's problem with drugs gangs, and does Italian cuisine deserve UN protection?
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support considered from NPR News.
You can hear All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR, KPR, and a look at your weather forecast at 6:30.
Reserves. They're the world's largest. At the moment, they're hardly producing anything at all, only a million barrels a day. They could produce many times that. And I think this administration, which puts economic interests in the forefront of its foreign policy, is very interested in getting a regime in power that would invite American companies to come in.
Haas was speaking to NPR's Morning Edition today, a day after the FBI and the U.S. Coast Guard seized an oil tanker off Venezuela and the American amid the American military buildup in the Caribbean. The cost of borrowing money is going down again. For the third time since September, the Federal Reserve is lowering interest rates by a quarter point. The Fed says inflation remains a concern, but a slowdown in hiring is once again driving this latest rate reduction. Here's Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
The temporary shutdown of the federal government has likely weighed on economic activity in the current quarter, but these effects should be mostly offset by higher growth next quarter, reflecting the reopening.
This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. New details are emerging in the hit-and-run death of a University of Kansas student. 20-year-old Elsa McGrain was out for a run north of Lawrence around 5:30 p.m. on November 6th when she was hit. Her body wasn't found until early the next morning. 36-year-old William Ray Klinger has been charged in connection with her death. WDAF-TV reports Klinger has a history of DUIs. An affidavit filed in connection with the case says a surveillance video from a nearby business captured the moments leading up to the hit-and-run. Debris from the vehicle was used to identify its make and model. Klinger faces multiple charges. His next hearing is scheduled for January 6th. The Trump administration has proposed scaling back federal clean water rules, and Kansas agriculture leaders support the idea. The changes would mean man-made ponds and feedlot lagoons would not fall under federal regulations. The Kansas Livestock Association says that can be helpful by cutting out some of the regulations applying to ranchers. Aaron Popelka works for the KLA.
I have less concern about needing to go talk to the federal government about getting a permit. Still might have to do it with the state, depending on what I'm doing on the activity, but provide some clarity.
Kansas environmentalists worry the change could erode progress made by the Clean Water Act. A tractor-trailer hauling cattle collided with a train in southeast Kansas on Tuesday morning. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says it happened on U.S. Highway 169 at a railroad crossing just north of Cherryvale. KOAM reports the driver of the vehicle suffered serious injuries and was airlifted to a local hospital. Police say some of the cattle being hauled sustained significant injuries. Others were safely removed and transported to their intended destination. A Kansas lawmaker is drafting a bill that would restrict cell phone use in schools. The bill is expected to be introduced when the legislature convenes next month. KSNT reports Kansas Senator Scott Hill is drafting the bill with help from the State Board of Education. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, high temperatures this afternoon near 54 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 31. Tomorrow, mostly sunny but cooler, highs tomorrow near 39. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy, 32 degrees at 634.
Support for NPR.
Listen in the NPR app or on this public radio station. This is NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition in this community on Kansas Public Radio. We come to you from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Still ahead on Morning Edition, a new report reveals the conditions at two immigration facilities in Florida. We will get the details at 6:51.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Civic Choir, presenting a festival of joy featuring a variety of choral classics Saturday, December 13th, 7:30 p.m. at First United Methodist. More at Lawrence Civic Choir's Facebook page.
Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high this afternoon near 54 degrees. That's about 10 degrees above average for this date. Winds not as bad as yesterday, out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 31 degrees. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly sunny, cooler, high tomorrow near 39. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 31. Sunday, sunny with a high near 24 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, we have partly cloudy skies, 32 degrees. Topeka's mostly cloudy and 32 degrees. The Washburn women's soccer team is headed to the Division II Final Four. The Ichabods play Franklin Pierce for a spot in the championship game. That's this afternoon at 4 in Colorado Springs. It's 6:44.
Join me, Nick Carswell.
Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown.
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Glad you're with us. Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll get the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom, including word that the Trump administration has proposed a new rule through the Environmental Protection Agency that would deregulate certain Kansas waters. That's coming up at 6:04. Actually, 7:04.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Having a little time, a little trouble keeping track of time this morning. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with Cordelia today from 9 till noon. It's Thursday, December 11th, so we'll hear the romance from the Eine kleine Nacht music. That'll start us off, plus a French harp concerto and Madeleine Dring's trio for flute, oboe, and piano. That and much, much more coming up on the Classical Morning Show from 9 till noon on KPR. If you're listening to KPR 2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at NuvantHouse.com.
Today's weather forecast says we should have mostly sunny skies. High temperatures this afternoon near 54 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 31. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, cooler. Highs tomorrow near 39. In Lawrence at the moment, partly cloudy, 32. 9 before 7.
Which, although not precedent-setting, could offer some guidance from the highest court in the land. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Washington.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. We come to you from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at membership@kansaspublicradio.org.
News and weather are next. It's 7 o'clock.
Good morning. The Federal Reserve lowered interest rates for a third time.
NPR News, Washington.
The head of the National Transportation Safety Board is opposing part of the defense policy bill, which just passed out of the House today and is advancing to the Senate. NPR's Joel Rose reports the NTSB warns the bill would undermine safety improvements made after a deadly mid-air collision in January.
In an unusual rebuke, National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy raised major concerns about a provision in the defense policy bill now before Congress.
If it sounds like I'm mad, I am mad. This is shameful.
Homendy said the provision would roll back safety improvements that were recommended by the NTSB after the collision of a military Black Hawk helicopter and an American Airlines regional jet near Washington, D.C. in January. After the crash, the Defense Department agreed to require military aircraft to broadcast their position. But the NTSB says the bill's language would recreate exemptions that were in place at the time of the crash that killed 67 people, the nation's deadliest aviation disaster in more than 20 years. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Trump administration has proposed a new rule through the Environmental Protection Agency that would deregulate certain Kansas waters. As Kalen Moore reports, ranchers see this as a win.
The proposal would redefine certain terms in the Clean Water Act and remove wetlands and temporary waters from protection. The move is seen as a step backward for environmentalists who say this leaves Kansas wetlands and some waters vulnerable to pollution. But Aaron Papelka, leader of government affairs for the Kansas Livestock Association, says all this proposal does in practice is determine whether you seek approval from federal or state authorities.
If you look at the Clean Water Act, it purposely left things to the states.
With this new proposal, ranchers would deal with less bureaucracy to manage lagoons and stock water. Papelka says they would still comply with regulations at the state level. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kalen Moore in Liberal.
The affiliate of a national Jewish organization says it is deeply concerned about the possibility of the Kansas City Royals building a new stadium in Overland Park. In a letter to Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, the Jewish Community Center of Overland Park says construction of a ballpark near its campus would significantly compromise daily operations and access to essential programs for members. KSNT reports the center has operated at its current location in Overland Park for nearly 40 years and has invested tens of millions of dollars toward improving and expanding its facilities. Earlier this week, T-Mobile announced it would leave Overland Park if the new ballpark was built nearby. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is looking into the July death of a 7-week-old infant in a Salina home. The baby's death was initially believed to be the result of a medical emergency, but police say an autopsy showed the case warranted further investigation. The autopsy findings have not been released. The Kansas Attorney General's office is also involved in the investigation. The retiring president of Emporia State University is donating the last 4 years of his salary to the school. The university announced President Ken Hush's pledge yesterday. Hush is an Emporia native and an Emporia State alum. The Lawrence Journal World reports the gift is expected to be worth more than $1 million. In a statement, Hush said the gift is in appreciation for the meaningful impact ESU has had on our community and on him. K-State women were defeated by San Diego State 64-53 last night. Also, the Washburn women's soccer team is headed to the Division II Final Four. The Ichabods will play Franklin Pierce for a spot in the championship game this afternoon at 4 in Colorado Springs. Weather forecast for today: mostly sunny with a high temperature near 54 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 31. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 39. In Lawrence right now, mostly clear, 32.
Support for NPR.
Protect the traveling public and not to leave in place, quote, the same vulnerabilities that have already cost too many people their lives. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for listening. Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll get the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, STEM education has grown in influence and importance, but what are the best ways to teach science, technology, engineering, and math?
So if you think about, a fourth grade classroom that's graphing local temperature data, that helps science become real to them.
A University of Kansas researcher on improving STEM education coming up on Morning Edition at 7:45.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting Alison Krauss in Union Station June 21st at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Alison Krauss in Union Station at Topeka Performing Arts Center June 21st.
Weather forecast for today: mostly sunny, unseasonably warm, high temperatures this afternoon near 54 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 31. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 39.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Art Guild, with an opportunity to shop for holiday gifts at their annual art fair this Saturday and Sunday at the Cider Gallery. Details at lawrenceartguild.org.
Right now in Lawrence, mostly clear, 32 degrees. Topeka, mostly clear, 33. Sunrise is 10 minutes away at 7:30.
I'm Tim Franks, host of BBC News Hour. Coming up today, our interview with the fugitive Venezuelan Peace Prize winner, the U.S.'s seizure of the Venezuelan oil tanker, France's problem with drugs gangs, and does Italian cuisine deserve U.N. protection?
BBC News Hour starts at 9 o'clock. That's after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for Art from NPR News.
You can hear All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, news from NPR and the KPR newsroom, and a complete look at your forecast, including a look at the weekend forecast. It's 7:30.
Congress has not had any say in when we're using military force, and it hasn't had any briefings on why we are using military force.
She was speaking to ABC News. Venezuela's foreign minister calls the U.S. seizure of the tanker an act of international piracy. Votes on Republican and Democratic proposals to extend federal health care subsidies are expected to come up short today in the Senate. Those subsidies are set to expire at the end of the year. Without an extension, millions of Americans covered under the Affordable Care Act will see costs rise sharply next year. For the third time since September, the Federal Reserve is lowering interest rates by a quarter point. Concerns about a slowdown in hiring in the U.S. are prompting the Fed to make it cheaper to borrow money. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Trump administration has proposed scaling back federal clean water rules, and Kansas agriculture leaders support the idea. The changes would mean man-made ponds and feedlot lagoons would not fall under federal regulations. The Kansas Livestock Association says that can be helpful by cutting out some of the regulations applying to ranchers. Aaron Popelka works for the KLA.
I have less concern about needing to go talk to the federal government about getting a permit. Still might have to do it at the state, depending on what I'm doing on the activity, but provide some clarity.
Kansas environmentalists worry the change could erode progress made by the Clean Water Act. New details are emerging in the hit-and-run death of a University of Kansas student. 20-year-old Elsa McGrain was out for a run north of Lawrence around 5:30 p.m. on November 6th when she was hit. Her body wasn't found until early the next morning. 36-year-old William Ray Klinger has been charged in connection with her death. WDAF-TV reports Klinger has a history of DUIs. An affidavit filed in connection with the case says a surveillance video from a nearby business captured the moments leading up to the hit and run. Debris from the vehicle was used to identify its make and model. Klinger faces multiple charges. A Kansas lawmaker is drafting a bill that would restrict cell phone use in schools. The bill is expected to be introduced when the legislature convenes next month. KSNT reports Kansas Senator Scott Hill is drafting the bill with help from the State Board of Education. Last year, a State Department of Education task force recommended districts consider implementing all-day cell phone bans. Some, including Topeka Public Schools, have already done so. A tractor-trailer hauling cattle collided with a train in southeast Kansas on Tuesday morning. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says it happened on U.S. Highway 169 at a railroad crossing just north of Cherryvale. KOAM reports the driver of the vehicle suffered serious injuries and was airlifted to a local hospital. Police say some of the cattle being hauled sustained significant injuries. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny skies, unseasonably warm, high temperatures this afternoon near 54 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, mostly clear, 32 degrees. Topeka, mostly clear, 33.
Support for NPR comes from this joining us once again.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Coming up on Morning Edition, amid heightened deportation efforts, many Latino immigrant families are living under economic conditions that mirror what they experienced during the COVID-19 pandemic. We'll hear that story on the Marketplace Morning Report at 7:51.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny skies, unseasonably warm. High temperatures this afternoon near 54 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 31. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 39. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 31. Sunday, sunny with a high near 24.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including the Takash Quartet with pianist Joyce Yang, acapella quartet King's Return, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu.
Current conditions around the listening area in Lawrence: cloudy skies, 32 degrees. Manhattan, cloudy, 35. Chanute, cloudy and 35. The time is 7:44.
Good morning, I'm Steve Inskeep. The United Nations agency UNESCO recognizes culturally important places and things like the Taj Mahal, yodeling, and soon, Italian food. Italian food will be the first entire cuisine recognized by UNESCO. Italians say it's about time. They've been battling what they consider fake Italian food, jars of carbonara sold in Italy but made in Belgium. Just wait until they taste my pasta. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org. From Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And from the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems,
More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Matthew Algio. Using local data can make science education more meaningful for students. That's what University of Kansas researcher Imogen Herrick has found. Professor Herrick appeared on a recent episode of the KU podcast, When Experts Attack, where she talked about STEM education with the KU News Service's Mike Krings.
You've done some studies where you help teachers use local climate data in elementary science classes. So how does that local data help students connect with sciences and some of these bigger ideas that we want them to learn about?
Yeah, I think local data helps students see themselves in science. So if you think about, a fourth grade classroom that's, graphing local temperature data, or potentially even like an eighth grade classroom looking at different floodplains, that helps science become real to them. They're investigating something that habitual, something that you do every Monday or, every Wednesday afternoon, and what they are they, what are you to notice? What do you wonder? Conversations around a local data visualization with the intent to layer data on their communities over time so they can start to make sense of the complexities there. And we broadly define data. We think photos are data. We think local narratives are data, maps, and also what we would think of as hard data, like a data visualization.
Imogen Herrick is Assistant Professor of STEM Education in KU's School of Education and Human Sciences. She spoke with the KU News Service's Mike Krings. You can hear the full interview on the KU podcast, When Experts Attack.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on O'Connell Children's Shelter, serving Douglas County in Northeast Kansas, offering residential and prevention services to at-risk children and families, as well as foster home support. Information at O'ConnellChildrenShelter.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom, including news that the affiliate of a national Jewish organization says it's deeply concerned about the possibility of the Kansas City Royals building a new ballpark in Overland Park. News comes your way at the top of the hour.
Support for KPR comes from Bridgehaven in Lawrence, providing family-style memory care in a home environment and 24-hour nursing care on-site. More information is at mybridgehaven.com.
Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny skies. Highs this afternoon near 54 degrees. That's about 10 above average. For tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 31. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. More seasonable. Highs tomorrow near 39. In Lawrence at the moment, cloudy skies, 32 degrees at 9 minutes before 8.
She says raids create uncertainty, and uncertainty makes consumers cautious. I'm Elizabeth Troval for Marketplace.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5, and online all the time at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning. Democratic Senator Jean Shaheen helped to end the government shutdown and got Republicans to promise to hold a vote on health care subsidies, which comes today. We ask if it was worth it on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Clothes, a place for their pets.
Governor Bob Ferguson has declared a state of emergency and says he needs President Trump to sign a disaster declaration.
I want to emphasize how important it is that we get this declaration from the federal government. The situation is extremely serious. The next few days are going to be very critical.
The National Weather Service says the atmospheric river is expected to dump heavy rain along the coast for the next couple of days. U.S. futures contracts are trading in mixed territory at this hour. Dow futures are up a fraction. NASDAQ futures are down just over 0.5%. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The affiliate of a national Jewish organization says it's deeply concerned about the possibility of the Kansas City Royals building a new ballpark in Overland Park. In a letter to Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, the Jewish Community Center of Overland Park says construction of a ballpark near its campus would significantly compromise daily operations and access to essential programs for members. KSNT reports the center has operated at its current location in Overland Park for nearly 40 years and has invested tens of millions of dollars toward improving and expanding its facilities. Earlier this week, T-Mobile announced it would leave its Overland Park site if the new ballpark was built nearby. The Trump administration has proposed a new rule through the Environmental Protection Agency that would deregulate certain Kansas waters. As Kaylin Moore reports, ranchers see this as a win.
The proposal would redefine certain terms in the Clean Water Act and remove wetlands and temporary waters from protection. The move is seen as a step backward for environmentalists who say this leaves Kansas wetlands and some waters vulnerable to pollution. But Aaron Papelka, leader of government affairs for the Kansas Livestock Association, says all this proposal does in practice is determine whether you seek approval from federal or state authorities.
If you look at the Clean Water Act, it purposely left things to the states.
With this new proposal, ranchers would deal with less bureaucracy to manage lagoons and stock water. Papelka says they would still comply with regulations at the state level. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
A Kansas lawmaker is questioning the way three state universities used $12 million of special funding. State officials say the money is meant to help Fort Hays State, Emporia State, and Pittsburgh State keep up with the larger institutions in the state, like the University of Kansas. Republican Representative Troy Waymaster says the universities incorrectly used it to pay for salaries and wages.
And if we're going to continue funding this and build it into their base budget, as all three regional universities have asked for, then we need to have language clarifying what those dollars are supposed to be used for.
Waymaster says the fund was created to help the smaller universities pay for things like economic development. University leaders were not present at the meeting to respond, but the initial request for the funding did not exclude spending it on salaries. In college basketball, the K-State women were defeated by San Diego State last night, 64-53. Forecast for today, mostly sunny skies, unseasonably warm, high temperatures this afternoon near 54 degrees. Not too windy, winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 31. The outlook for tomorrow, Friday, mostly sunny, more seasonable temperatures, highs tomorrow near 39 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 33 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Matthew Algio. It's 8:07.
Support for
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Matthew Algio in the KPR studios in Lawrence. So glad you're with us. Coming up in 10 minutes, we will get the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, STEM education has grown in influence and importance. But what are the best ways to teach science, technology, engineering, and math?
So if you think about, a fourth grade classroom that's graphing local temperature data, that helps science become real to them.
A University of Kansas researcher on improving STEM education coming up on Morning Edition. That's at 8:45.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including the Takash Quartet with pianist Joyce Yang, acapella quartet King's Return, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu.
Coming up on the Classical Afternoon Show today from noon till 3, In the noon hour, you'll find thrilling Hungarian dances, airs by Chopin for piano and orchestra, and plenty for the holidays, classical music. From 12 to 3 on KPR, if you're listening to KPR2, stay tuned for BBC News throughout the day.
Support for KPR comes from Weaver's Department Store, 9th and Massachusetts in Lawrence. A community partner, Weaver's has served eastern Kansas since 1857 with men's and women's apparel, cosmetics, and kitchen and gourmet housewares. Weaver's in downtown Lawrence.
Forecast for today, mostly sunny, warm, at least for December. Highs this afternoon near 54 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 31. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 39 degrees. That's more seasonable. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 33 degrees at 21 after 8.
Support for NPR comes from...
This year saw an increase in political violence, including high-profile shootings against state officials. So states like Minnesota are adding new security and privacy protections for lawmakers.
That heightened sense of the need for security and increased security is very much there.
How states across the country are responding to threats on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered comes your way this afternoon from 3 to 7 right here on KPR. Up next on Morning Edition, we'll get the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom, as well as a complete look at your weather forecast. It's 8:30.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Venezuela's foreign minister is calling the U.S. seizure of an oil tanker off that country's coast an act of international piracy. It comes amid the U.S. military buildup in the Caribbean. More than 40 lawmakers in Congress are asking federal regulators to crack down on companies illegally charging millions of dollars worth of fees to disabled U.S. military veterans. NPR's Chris Arnold says this follows an NPR investigation.
Under federal law, it's illegal to charge veterans money for help filing initial disability claims. They can get that service for free. But NPR found that companies have been charging vets as much as $10,000 or $20,000 for it. And some vets said that that was after a company didn't even do much to help them. Congressman Chris Pappas, a Democrat from New Hampshire, says some of the tactics NPR reported on are disturbing.
This is predatory in nature. That veterans are forking over a huge amount of money for this. It's shameful, it's outrageous, and we've got to do something about it.
Pappas wants the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and other agencies to take action to protect disabled vets. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
The man charged with killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk is scheduled to make his first in-person court appearance today in Utah. Tyler Robinson faces charges that include aggravated murder. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Trump administration has proposed scaling back federal clean water rules, and Kansas agriculture leaders support the idea. The changes would mean man-made ponds and feedlot lagoons would not fall under federal regulations. The Kansas Livestock Association says that can be helpful by cutting out some of the regulations applying to ranchers. Aaron Popelka works for the association.
I have less concern about needing to go talk to the federal government about getting a permit. Still might have to do it at the state, depending on what I'm doing on the activity, but provide some clarity.
Kansas environmentalists worry the change could erode progress made by the Clean Water Act. New details are emerging in the hit-and-run death of a University of Kansas student. 20-year-old Elsa McGrain was out for a run north of Lawrence around 5:30 p.m. on November 6 when she was hit. Her body wasn't found until early the next morning. 36-year-old William Ray Klinger has been charged in connection with her death. An affidavit filed in connection with the case says a surveillance video from a nearby business captured the moments leading up to the hit and run. Debris from the vehicle was used to identify its make and model. Douglas County commissioners have voted to purchase 23 acres adjacent to Lone Star Lake Park. They say the purchase will improve public access to the park in southwest Douglas County. The Lawrence Journal World reports the purchase price was not to exceed $425,000. Commissioners say the purchase will also protect wildlife habitat and improve water quality in the area. A Kansas lawmaker is drafting a bill that would restrict cell phone use in schools. The bill is expected to be introduced when the legislature convenes next month. KSNT reports Kansas Senator Scott Hill is drafting the bill with help from the State Board of Education. Last year, a State Department of Education task force recommended districts consider implementing all-day cell phone bans. Some, including Topeka Public Schools, have already done so. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, warmer than usual for this time of year. Highs this afternoon near 54 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 31. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, more seasonable. Highs tomorrow near 39 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 33 degrees at 8:34.
Support for NPR comes from...
Thanks for listening to your public radio station, which brings you Morning Edition. Your station is in your community. It's started by people in your community. It's run by people in your community, supported by your community. It's accountable to the community. In the last few months, I've been in five different communities visiting local stations: Indianapolis, Fort Wayne, Normal, Illinois, Boise, Idaho, Ypsilanti, Michigan. People committed to covering their communities. This afternoon, you can hear All Things Considered on those stations. Listen in the NPR app or on this public radio station. This is NPR News.
This is Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Matthew Algio in the KPR studios in Lawrence. Thank you so much for listening today. Still ahead on Morning Edition, a new report reveals the conditions at two immigration facilities in Florida. We will get the details at 8:51.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Arts Center, now enrolling for winter and spring classes in dance, theater, and visual arts. More information is available at lawrenceartscenter.org.
Here's a forecast for you Thursday. Mostly sunny with a high this afternoon near 54 degrees. Not as windy as yesterday. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour today. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 31. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, more seasonable. Highs tomorrow near 39. And it'll get cold for the weekend. Forecast for Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 31. Sunday, sunny with a high near 24. In Lawrence at the moment, cloudy skies, 34 degrees. Manhattan's cloudy and 37 degrees. It's 8:44.
Next time on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we've got exotic sounds by the What It Do Archive Group, the Surfmen, and Living Percussion. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music is shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from BritBox, committed to helping viewers unbox the unexpected over the holidays with British TV, including original series Linley and a new season of Karen Peary, streaming at BritBox.com. From your part-time controller, specializing in nonprofit accounting and committed to supporting nonprofits with financial management services such as budgeting and forecasting, YPTC.com/NPR. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Matthew Algio. Using local data can make science education more meaningful for students. That's what University of Kansas researcher Imogen Herrick has found. Professor Herrick appeared on a recent episode of the KU podcast, When Experts Attack, where she talked about STEM education with the KU News Service's Mike Krings.
You've done some studies where you help teachers use...
So they can start to make sense of the complexities there. And we broadly define data. We think photos are data. We think local narratives are data, maps, and also what we would think of as hard data, like a data visualization.
Imogen Herrick is assistant professor of STEM education in KU's School of Education and Human Sciences. She spoke with the KU News Service's Mike Krings. You can hear the full interview on the KU podcast, When Experts Attack.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting the Snowman Concert December 17th, featuring the animated film The Snowman and holiday favorites brought to life by the symphony. More information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show today. The romance from the Eine kleine Nacht Musik starts us off, plus a French harp concerto and Madeleine Dring's trio for flute, oboe, and piano, that and much, much more on the Classical Morning Show. If you're listening to KPR2 coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Art Guild, with an opportunity to shop for holiday gifts at their annual art fair this Saturday and Sunday at the Cider Gallery. Details at lawrenceartguild.org.
Forecast for today, mostly sunny skies, highs near 54 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 31. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs near 39. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 34 degrees at 9 before 9.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can hear us online at kansaspublicradio.org, and just tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering Iyengar Yoga that utilizes props as aids for students of all ages and abilities. In downtown Lawrence, picture schedules and registration available at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Thank you so much for joining us for Morning Edition on this Thursday. Do keep listening. The Classical Morning Show is up next, right after the news from NPR. Over on KPR2, you can hear the BBC NewsHour.
Support for KPR comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel, offering dining experiences and gift cards this holiday season. Menus and details online at eldridgehotel.com.
Forecast for today, mostly sunny, unseasonably warm. High temperatures this afternoon near 54 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 35 degrees. Topeka's cloudy, 36. It's a minute after 9.
Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. President Trump says